look at Luke chapter 4 today. What to expect in 2021? Let me just ask you this morning, if you're trying to listen to the voice of God, would that voice say, come to the altar and pray? Or would that be the voice of Satan to say, come and pray at the altar of God? Would that be Satan? No. So you can rest assured that if the Holy Spirit of God is speaking to you and that voice says, you just need to come and humble yourself and bow before me and pray, that would be God, right? Would it be Satan that says, hey, you need to go forward and make that decision and that commitment to follow Christ for 2021? Would that be Satan? No. You can be rest assured that's God. And we need to know His voice. And we need to know what He's speaking to us and ask ourselves, is that You, Lord? And confirm it with His Word. Because prayer is so vital, and I'm so glad that God lined up the music this morning and our worship that we can pray and talk to God and we can listen to Him and know that it's His voice that's speaking to us. You know, as Jesus went to the wilderness to pray and to fast, He felt the presence and the power of His Father God. And prayer is so vital for you and I that we need to be in prayer aggressively for this coming year, daily. What will 2021 have? Do you think at 2021 you'll be tempted? You were just tempted to either shake your head or just sit there silent. You'll be tempted at the invitation today. Not by my invitation, but God's invitation. You'll be tempted. There'll be voices. Will there also be in 2021 opportunities? Yes, there will. There will be. Will you carry over last year's mistakes? I pray not. Will you try to live the past victories? I pray not. Will you seek God in His fresh new plans that He has for you for this year? I pray you will. We need to know God, listen to God, and obey Him. He knows best Satan's tactics, and He wants you and I to have victory, to overcome, because greater is He that's in you as a follower of Christ than he that's in the world. Amen? So we need to know God's voice, we need to know His plans, and we need to know the difference, and that's why that we need to be in prayer aggressively. Satan, his voice speaks a lot of lies. And as we look at Luke chapter 4, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. Now let me just stop there and explain to you. We read about the three temptations. But Jesus was tempted by Satan and tormented by Satan for 40 days. Right? The Bible just said that. And in those days, He did eat nothing. And when they ended, He afterward was hungered. If you went 40 days, would you be hungry? Yeah. Be weak? Verse 3, and the devil said unto Him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written. See how the word of God speaks out here. That man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed him unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and whatsoever I will give it. If thou wilt worship me, all shall be thine. Satan did not want Jesus to complete the course on the cross for our sins. Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over you to keep thee, and in their hands ye shall bear thee up, lest any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. When the devil had ended all the temptations, he departed from him for a season. And in Matthew's gospel, at the end of this, he says, The angels came and ministered to the Lord Jesus. Father in heaven, thank you for your love. Thank you for completing the course. And what Adam could not accomplish, you did as the Son of God. You came innocent, was tempted in all ways, and did not sin, but took upon yourself our sin, and you now are our Redeemer, and you liveth. Father, thank you for the way that you have shown us the example. Speak to us today, Lord, on how we, through you, can overcome. May you bless this time. May you draw people into salvation that don't know you. May there be battles won here today. And may we spiritually be aggressive in our prayers, talking to you, and listening to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Satan is a great deceiver, and he's a liar, and I don't like him. Satan's voice speaks lies. He speaks half-truths, and it may even sound something like these. What is just one? You're hungry. Make some bread and eat it. God loves you, and he wouldn't want you not to eat, would he? Does that sound like a deceiver to you? That's his tactic. It won't hurt anything just this one time. That's what Satan speaks, his tactics. That's the way he speaks to us. Look at the power and the money that you could have if you just tell a little lie. Or you gamble it, or you steal it, or you control it, or you sedate it. Look at the power you can have. Go ahead and take that chance. Run ahead of God's plan. He wants it for you anyway. Satan's tactics, Satan's lies. Don't listen to the voice of reason. After all, if you do it, it'll just be our secret. Yeah, right. David thought that too, didn't he? You can ask forgiveness for that later. Satan's tactics. You deserve this happiness. God is holding out on you. Isn't that the same tactics that he used on Adam and Eve? Don't eat of that tree. I mean, you know, God knows. He's just holding out on you. You're tempting God. You deserve this happiness. That's all good that you do believe in God. You'll have time for all that later. Don't get very serious about it. Don't make that decision today. Do it later. Those are the voice of the adversary. Those are the voices of Satan. That's his tactics. That's what he still uses on people today. Prayer is the way. We should be aggressively listening to the voice of God. When he said to Jesus, If thou be the Son of God, not a supposition, but it is an affirmation. And it should read, since you are the Son of God. That's the way he approached it. Some remember at any age level, I pray that we do this morning, that we are weak, but our God is strong. Amen. We can't, but he can. And I need to get close to him and listen to him, because my strength is limited, but his is not. With his ways, mine is limited, but with his ways, there's nothing he can't do. So I need to listen to him, because I am weak, but he is strong. Jesus did not use, in this case, his divine attributes for selfish purposes. He didn't use that in any way, although he could have, because he was God in flesh. He could have used his divine powers, but he didn't, for his own selfish purposes. He trusted the Father to meet his needs in his time and in his own way. He knew that God loved him. He knew that God had plans, and he knew that he could trust in God when he wanted him to do it and how he wanted him to do it. Prayer is the most spiritually aggressive things that you and I can do. And I challenge you to be aggressive spiritually, to talk to God and listen to God throughout the day. Read his word and understand who he is. Understand what his heart is saying to us. Understand him and what his plans are. Know the truth from a lie. Know the half-truth from the real truth. Satan is aggressive. And he's very aggressive to the followers of Jesus Christ who step out and say, yes, Lord, I surrender all. You see, his tactic is to defeat you, to cause you to give up, to be passive about your relationship with God. He is a liar, and he continues to lie to people today. He wants to steal your joy. He wants to steal your blessings, and he wants to kill your witness and ultimately just flat out destroy you. Did he do that to people in 2020? You see, people, we need to know not only that we are weak, but our God is strong. We need to understand that Satan, he is very crafty. He's more experienced and he's more powerful than we are. Hello. We should never think that we can do it on our own. We need to rely on the one that can provide the victory. If you've never asked forgiveness of your sins and believed and confessed in what Jesus did on the cross for you and surrendered your life to his lordship, Satan has you right where he wants you. And he is using you and manipulating you and ultimately going to destroy you. Oh yeah, as a non-believer, non-follower, you can do some good things. You can resist some temptations. You can be popular. You can have a lot of things that this world offers. But none of this will matter when you stand before him. And you will not have peace with God. And you will not understand the victory that you can have in this life. All of us have sinned, have we not? All of us have come short of the glory of God. Not one of us is righteous, not one. God knows that, and he loves us so much, and he wants to develop in us a victory daily. But we must deny ourselves and take up our crosses daily and follow him. Not follow what we've done in the past. Follow him, what he has for us today. See, we're not measured or judged by comparison with others. Well, I was better than they were last year. I did better than they did. The standard here, folks, is God. He's holy and just, and he cannot accept sin. We're not to compare ourselves with one another and say this one or this one. No, the standard is God. And without a personal relationship with God through Jesus, you will not experience the power to live in peace and with joy and love that God offers. Your destiny is hell and eternity of pain and separation. But that's not God's plan for you. That's not what He's going to speak to you about. That He's going to speak to you about love and acceptance and forgiveness. He's going to speak to you about that, to accept Him and know what real life is all about. Know about what 2021 He has planned just for you. That you can overcome the temptations of Satan. That you can win those battles. That is why God sent Jesus to planet Earth. He was tempted in every way, yet not sin. But He took our sin to the cross, shed His innocent blood to cover our sins, and to raise from the grave so that you and I might be saved. Is that good? Amen. But wait, there's more. I don't want to sound like an info commercial, but there is more. You can be forgiven and have abundant life. You can have peace with God. You can have joy unspeakable. You can have unconditional love and a destiny in heaven where He's planned and prepared a place for you with Him for eternity. Is that good? The same resources, but there's more. There's more resources that Jesus demonstrated to defeat Satan's temptation. And guess what? They're available to you today. They're available to you tomorrow too. But they're available to you today, right now. Jesus spent 40 days fasting and praying. That's spiritually aggressive, I would say. I've tried 3 days. I've tried 5 days. I've tried doing without one meal a day or two meals a day. And man, you're sitting in a private place and all of a sudden you're surrounded by people and all of a sudden your stomach just wants to do noises with you, right? Roar, roar. Please, stretch, do something to just get that. And everybody's looking. Kind of like they would if you cough or sneeze these days. During Jesus and His Father's time together, I am confident the experience of love between the two was incredible. During their time together, even though that Jesus was already filled with the Holy Spirit, the Bible tells us that He was so supercharged up when He left that place. During their time together, the Word of God that was studied and meditated upon and memorized and equipped Jesus for the temptations that Satan was going to throw at Him. You see, Satan, he misquoted Psalms 91. Turn there if you would. Psalm 91. He misquoted, and Jesus quickly recognized him misquoting. You see, sometimes you hear people misquote the Bible, and even Satan, he still uses that today, that he misquotes and tells you half-truths, and half-truths is lies. 91. Look at verse 11. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Did you see what I missed? I deliberately skipped over exactly what Satan did. In all thy ways. Satan omitted that. Jesus recognized it. Knowing and studying and meditating and memorizing upon God's Word and allowing the Holy Spirit through your communication and listening to God, He will bring to your remembrance His Word and use it for you to overcome. There's power in prayer. There's power in God's love. There's power of the Holy Spirit. And there's power in the Word of God. And guess what? That's still available to you and I today. As a devoted follower of Jesus Christ who is walking daily and in the will of God, you too can claim His protection, His provision and His personal care. Someone who's willing to go get in trouble by ignoring God's will and then expect God's protection, providing, and rescuing, you're tempting God. This is dangerous. This is dangerous to tempt God this way. His patience and attempt to use God and manipulate God is dangerous. What if I said, oh, you can handle this venomous snake that I have here in this box. Just pick it up. It won't hurt you. God will protect you. I got any takers? Even if it bites you, you won't die. Any takers now? I don't have a box up here, and I don't have a snake because I don't like snakes. Nor will I have a box up here. Is that tempting God? Absolutely. Yes, there are guidelines. There are rules and there are laws that are set forth to protect you and I that we should obey. Amen. Anybody in here strap a seatbelt on the way to church this morning? I did. You know, they came out with a new law that says you can't text while driving. Is that to protect you or just keep you from having fun? Is that to protect you and to protect others as well, right? There are guidelines. You know, it amazes me. I got to looking and watching and observing this week. You ever watch a busy intersection? This metal device that hangs on a wire in the middle of that busy intersection that most people observe. Notice I said most people observe. Red means what? Green means what? And then that yellow thing is just the difference of opinions, isn't it? The red light is on. Please stop and recognize the sin bondage that is holding you back from fulfilling God's purpose and plan for you. The red light's on. Stop and spend some more time with God. Stop and begin to pray aggressively. Not just your casual ritual prayers, but tune in to the heart of God. Stop. Study His Word more. Not just read it. Study it. What is it saying? What's the rest of what He's saying? How does this all fit? And how, God, are You speaking to me about this? Recognize the sin bondage that may be holding you back, that temptation that you've given into. Ask God to help you to overcome. That green light, go with God. He says, ask forgiveness. He's revealed to you your sin and the struggles of the bondage that you have. Ask forgiveness and repent and turn to Him. And then power up with the Holy Spirit to stay close to God's Word, to God's voice, to God's heart, and to God's purpose. Go with God. Go forward with God. Yellow, caution. What do you do? What do you do with that? God sometimes gets our attention, doesn't He? Slows us down. That we need to know whether to go or to stop. And that's when we so desperately need Him to instruct us. We know red says stop. We know green says go. What is caution? Caution is something we should pay close attention to. Is it Satan's temptation? Or is it the voice of God? We need to know the difference It's very important that we listen to Him, that we read the Word of God, and that we rely on the power to resist Satan. The consequences for not obeying God is far greater than the world's penalties. Far greater than any law, any judge can inflict upon you. Please pay great attention to God's plan, God's provision, and God's protection. Learn from God's Word. Learn from what He speaks into your life. Learn from those caution moments when He wants you to be aware of what's going on and which way He wants you to go. Because the rewards are great for those who know God, confess Him as their Savior, and have given their life over to His guidance. Oh yeah, we got a lot of technology, we've got a lot of things, and we think we can do it all. We think that we can do this and do that. And maybe we have had some successes doing that. But wouldn't it be better if we just fully rely on God, every aspect of our life? Say, God, I surrender all. The decisions, the choices I make, I want them to be the same with You. The decisions that You want from me for this coming year. God, I want to be so in line and tune with You that I want to know what Your plans are and what You want me to do and how You want me to go. With 2021, would you be willing to do that? 2021, would you be willing to find one person to make a disciple? To disciple them in, to become a fully devoted follower of Christ? Would you be willing to say, yes, Lord, I want to study Your Word aggressively. I want to pray aggressively. That may mean giving up some things. That may mean setting the cell phone aside. That may be pushing away from the computer just a little bit. That may be putting the recliner down and seeking God in prayer. God will speak to you about it. I'm very confident of that. For those that don't have that personal relationship with God, first, you must have the Holy Spirit of God living in you. You must admit your sins. You must believe in what He did upon the cross for you and confess Him as the Lord, controller of your life. And then secondly, by our personal relationship with God through Jesus, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus was when He went into the wilderness. Next, we must lean on God's Word and be careful to follow God's instructions and entrust Him and believe what He says. Got to believe what He says. Now, don't listen to Satan's tactics and say, yeah, that's all good, but not now. Whatever God spoke to you about, just obey Him. Whether it's salvation, repentance, whatever's holding you back, whatever 2020 held you back from fulfilling God's plan and purpose for you, that you were a little hesitant about, that you look back on it now and reflect on what that did in your life that held you back. Maybe it's time to confess it and repent it. Turn back to God and say, God, 2021's ahead of me. I know there'll be temptations. I know there'll be opportunities. I know there'll be choices that I have to make this coming year, but I want to totally rely on You that my choices, the decisions I make, be in line with what You have for me. So, Father, we come this morning as we have heard Your voice speaking. May we be obedient and say yes to You. Your presence is here. We know that. We know that you want to speak to us. We know that you want to share with us what you want us to do. I know that you love everyone that's in this room and those that are tuned in. And I know that you want them to have a personal relationship with you. Lord, sometimes we see people outwardly and we see what's going on, but Lord, you know us inwardly and outwardly, and you know exactly what's going on even this morning. I pray that each one will listen to you and obey what you have for them to do. Because we should respond and take action upon what we've heard. Thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Thank you for your love that you have for each one. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Would you stand for this invitation? God speaks. How do you respond? What are you going to do with what He's told you to do? You just talk to God this morning. As she plays through this, just listen to God's voice. I'm sure He's telling you He loves you. And the peace of God be with you. May He be so ever present to you as you lean into Him and know that He has the plans for you. May God richly bless 2021. Tom, did I understand we're having that business meeting at the end of services next week? Both services. Have one at the end of the 9 and one at the end of the 11 next week. So be in prayer about that. Also be in prayer about what God has in plan for 2021. I believe He has something new and fresh planned for each of us. Okay? Do you believe God's in charge? Amen. He is. And nothing surprises Him. And then one day, as we faithfully follow Him, I got good news. You won't have vaccines. You won't have flu shots or any of those other shots. You won't have pain. You won't have sickness. You won't have taxes or bills. You won't have leaky roofs. Because when God builds it where He's prepared for us, it's going to be good. I don't know how good. I can't fathom that, but it's going to be good. He's got a job for us to do. Until then, let's do it for His glory and for His honor. Praise be to God. Thank you for being here today. I'm going to ask Tim Nelson, would you lead us in prayer as we dismiss, please?
issues I will receive in our community, I will shut in all the families, lost loved ones, Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless in a mighty way. Lord, we ask you to continue to be with our country, bless it, bless our leaders.